From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. About 20% of Key Westers commute by bike, but the island has also got some areas that pose real challenges to those on foot or on two wheels. I recently rode around the island with Chris Hamilton. He's Key West's bicycle pedestrian coordinator. We started out at the spot locals call the Triangle, where US 1 meets the island.
If you're on a bike, it's scary. If you're in a car, it's pretty nice.
The Florida Department of Transportation just finished some improvements to the Triangle to make it safer for bikes and pedestrians.
They had improved the bridge by adding a new sidewalk, but what bikers noticed when they started using the improvements was that the two sidewalks from the main road were about 20 feet apart, and so there was all this grass. And the bike lane was only 3 to 3.5 feet wide, and it just wasn't safe with big cars out there. So we talked to FDOT, and they responded immediately. There's new leadership at FDOT, and they're pushing something called Complete Streets, which means you're supposed to use the entire street for all people, bicycles, pedestrians, and cars. And they immediately said, you're right, that's not enough space for bicyclists. And they narrowed the two car lanes a little bit, and they widened the bike lane on the road to about 6 feet, and they reconnected the sidewalk. So now bikers have a great way to get to Key West on both sides of the bridge.
Tell us a little bit about your job.
My job in Key West is to get more people biking, walking, and taking public transit, and to get people around safer.
Do you consider Key West to be a good place to ride a bike?
I consider Key West to be an awesome place to ride a bike. It's flat, it's usually warm, and we've got this great old grid because it's an old city that's easy to get around.
We do rank also pretty high for accidents, right?
We do rank high for pedestrian and bike accidents in small cities in Florida, and that's why we're doing all this new work. That's why the city commission said, hey, we need a bike coordinator. That's why we're working with FDOT over the next year to develop a bicycle and pedestrian master plan so that we can figure out where the tough spots are and we can make improvements over the next few years. In North America, about 60% of all trips are less than 3 miles. If people are using a car for that, that can be a terrible waste.
What benefits does it have for a city besides relieving traffic congestion?
Well, relieving traffic congestion is no small thing. So that's number one. But what studies have shown where they've put in lots of bike infrastructure is that the local economy and local shopping does better. People are more likely to shop at local businesses, mom and pop stores, instead of driving out to big box stores if it's easy to get around, if it's safe to get around, if the city's putting in the infrastructure. And so it's often an economic development tool for cities now.
Chris and I rode around the island and wound up at the Atlantic end of Duval Street. This is basically right now a parking lot and a beach in front of a restaurant that maybe a lot of people don't even realize is a public beach.
Right, so imagine if this could be used by the locals as their space instead of as a parking lot for people who are then going to walk down Duval. If there were some bike parking and some nice tables and chairs and access to the beach and the sand came up further, wouldn't that be cool? By getting more people to bike, walk, and take public transit, you're able to reclaim more space for people instead of car parking. Here we've got what? About 10 cars sitting in front of us, and they can go anywhere to park. They don't need to park 2 feet from the gorgeous ocean.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me today, Chris, and riding with me.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
To learn more about Bike Walk Key West and about some of the areas we covered on our ride around the island, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.